Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Be More Productive in 5 Minutes. I'm your host, Mr. Work Smarter. Today I want to talk about passion. How do you discover your passion? What you were brought in this earth to do? I believe that everyone has a contribution, whether it's good or bad. Everyone was brought on earth to do something. Hopefully, positive things to make a difference. So how do you develop passion? Well, you go and experiment a lot of stuff. When I was at university, I had no clue what I wanted to do. I just did things. I was interactive. I engaged with people. I went to different events. I'd done a lot of projects. I'd done a lot of entrepreneurial stuff. And just through doing things, a ton of stuff, I learned what my strengths were, what my weaknesses were, what I loved doing, what would get me excited at night, in the morning. And that's how you discover what you're great at. The key is to find what sparks your interest. But you will only be able to do that by doing things. So if you're going to sit at home, watch Netflix all day, you won't be able to discover your passion. The next thing is to engage deeply with those things that have sparked your interest. If it goes from interest to true fascination, then you're going to go down the path of gaining mastery. And that means putting in the hours, putting in the work. And most people say it takes 10,000 hours to master your craft. And that means 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 44 weeks a year, and 5.5 years. So you better get started now. And listen, that doesn't mean, hey, drop your job. If you've got a job, that's cool. You might want to just do 2 hours a day after work. It takes time. And I definitely don't recommend leaving a job that's earning an income, because if you've got responsibilities as well, you've got bills to pay, you've got a family to look after, then you need to be very smart with how you use your time. But there's nothing wrong with working on your hustle on the side, whether early in the morning before you start work or after work. Do what works best for you. But I still want to cover a few more areas where you can discover your passion. Another strategy that someone recommended me previously was to write the things that you hate doing. It's funny, when you do it the opposite way, rather than writing the things that you love doing, writing the things that you hate doing will give you much more clarity. And it's worked for some people. So try that and see if that works for you. Because once you eliminate those options, your true passion may become more clearer. Another suggestion in terms of strategy is to try visualization. Imagine yourself getting up early, jumping out of bed, excited about going to work or working on your business idea. What does that look like? Bring it to life. Create a vision board of what your future would be. And ultimately, that may lead you to your passion, because you're like, hey, this is what I want my life to look like. Draw it out. Use a big whiteboard. If you don't have a whiteboard, get a clean piece of paper and then write your vision and make it come to life. Another way to do it is just to create something. That could be a scary thought, but if you are going to go down that path of just creating things just for the sake of it, do not spend money. Be smart. Like, ask yourself, what can I create which ain't going to cost me money, but I'll be able to test out a potential solution to a problem and see how people take to it. Don't overdo it. I've learned a lot in the past that when I used to come up with ideas, I'll get excited, I'll create a website, I will start spending a lot of money on a logo and branding, and I haven't actually validated the idea. So if you've got an idea and a concept that you think may work, just test it out by speaking to people, your potential customers, getting their views, and just from that you'll be able to determine whether or not this can work. And just through your passion and excitement, who knows where you can go down the lane. So please, there's so many routes that you can explore to find out your passion. There's no one route or one way of discovering it. Please let me know your thoughts. Share ways that you may have found to find your passion and share it with everyone else. And it'll be great to know. So that's the end of today's episode. Thank you. And remember to work smarter.